how did that idea of a country club for shooting come about?
You know, I have to give credit to the Scottsdale Gun Club out in Arizona as being probably the first gun range that used this concept of upscale luxury country club. They've been around for, I don't know, it's probably between 10 and 15 years. So they really paved the way for this idea. And there's probably two or three other places around the country right now that are already doing something similar to that country club idea. There's a place down in Houston called the Athena Gun Club. There is a place out in on the East Coast called the Colonial Shooting Academy. So those are just a couple that we looked at and, you know, looked at some of the ways that they were doing things, how they were positioning themselves as a luxury country club style facility. And anyway, just looking at that and understanding that the rise in popularity of gun ranges and people getting into the sport of shooting and, you know, first time gun owners, you know, getting excited about having a place where they can, you know, learn safety and learn how to respect firearms and things like that. So all of those sort of came together, and looking at the place where we located in Frisco, all the stars aligned really for us to move forward with this concept.
Yeah. Now I was going to ask you that. How did you choose Frisco?
Well, the National Shooting Sport Foundation, the NSSF, offers some services that help you, you know, look at demographics of places, and we use some services that they offered to just look at different places in the DFW area that would be conducive to this. And Frisco was right at the top of that list. One of the fastest growing cities in the country and the state, one of the highest home value, you know, median home value. So just a place that where there is a higher level of discretionary income, and it just seems like a really great fit for the North Dallas area.
Yeah, it absolutely is. As I said before we went on, I've been there and I've seen it with my own eyes, and it is absolutely beautiful. And you have absolutely done an amazing job of getting the word out, because I was having lunch over there with one of your members, and there was a line, you know, forming to get in the gun range about 12:30, and it was there steady until about 2 o'clock. So you've done it. Tell me some other amenities that your members have.
You know, some of the things that we offer that you probably don't see at a lot of your typical gun ranges are, you know, we've got a cafe and coffee shop that is serviced by the chef that we have on site. And he also does all the food for our upscale VIP restaurant. Just looking at the food that we offer, those two areas make us very unique of any place in the country. In addition to that, we've got a gunsmith on site. We've got a gun vault in the building where our top-level VIP members can store firearms. We've also got a 100-person training conference room. And so we currently right now are offering 9 different classes, ranging from introductory safety classes for the first-time gun owner and all the way up to advanced NRA classes and, of course, you know, CHL classes for Texas. We've got 7,000 square feet of retail space. We're still trying to figure out exactly what our niche market is going to be for the things that we sell, but we are kind of a boutique-style shop, so we're going to have some things that you don't necessarily find everywhere, along with a nice selection of firearms, ammunition, and apparel and accessories, things like that. We also have 40 gun lanes total. 36 of those are 25-yard ranges, and then we also have 4 100-yard rifle lanes that are fully climate-controlled, so that's very unique.
That's amazing.
Yes, for an indoor facility. So, you know, with that, those are some of the amenities. And, you know, if you move into our levels of membership, you know, one thing to note is we are open to the public, but we do have 3 different levels of membership. And, you know, from a nice, affordable entry-level membership all the way up to our country club-style VIP membership. And for that top-level membership, they get access to our VIP restaurant, They get access to our cigar lounge and full bar. They've got concierge service. We'll be adding shortly valet service, after hours, biometric entry to the lanes, and we've got six private lanes for those VIP members as well.
Wow.
So there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah, so if you want to come over there at 3 o'clock in the morning, work out a little frustration, what are the hours typically? I'm joking around about the 3 o'clock in the morning, but what typically, how long are you open? Are you open 7 days a week, et cetera?
We are. We are open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. in the morning until 10 p.m. at night. So we're open most of the time, but your joke is accurate as well. For those VIP members, if they want to come out at 3 o'clock in the morning, they can do so.
Wow. Hey, that may be enough to motivate me to motor up there. Tell me, what are the costs for memberships? From the entry level to the VIP.
Yeah, absolutely. So we start with our entry level regular membership. It's an annual membership. It's $225 for the year for an individual that lets come in and shoot anytime they want with half price range fees. Our next level up is a platinum level membership for an individual that is $450 for the year, and that lets them come in and shoot as much as they want without paying any range fees, so completely free to come in and shoot. Both of those annual memberships also have a family option. Our entry-level family option is $375 for the year, and our platinum-level family option is $750 for the year. The family option will cover up to 6 members of the same household. And so we have a lot of people that take advantage of that those membership levels. Our top level VIP membership is a one-time upfront initiation fee of $7,500, and then there are monthly dues of $200 a month. Those also cover a family, immediate children up to the age of 25. We've got lots of people who are excited about that as well. We are open to the public. You don't have to be a member to come in and do anything in the facility. For the public, it's $20 to come in and shoot on a 25-yard lane or $35 to shoot on one of the 100-yard rifle lanes. So there's, again, something for everyone.
Absolutely. Now, have you noticed any increase in the number of female shooters, or is that there are lots more women hunting than there used to be, but are there also shooting, more women shooting?
There definitely are. That is something that we've actually had quite a bit of media who have reached out to us asking that exact question. Yeah, we offer a ladies' night on Wednesday nights, and that is half price for everyone that comes in on Wednesday night who is female. Of our memberships right now, about 30% of our memberships are female or family-style memberships for annual options. And so we're definitely seeing a lot of ladies in there. The other thing really is not only just females, but we're seeing whole families. Because we are a little bit different than your stereotypical gun range, I believe we are a little bit more inviting to people who maybe wouldn't normally go to, you know, to the gun range that's, you know, in an old industrial park that's kind of small and crowded, and it's mostly guys in there. So We're seeing, you know, we're in the heart of suburbia, and we do see the, you know, the SUV pull into the parking lot, and mom and dad and 2 or 3 kids pop out of the back seat, and they're coming here in there for a family experience.
Yeah, that's great. That's what I saw the other day. It was not as many kids because they were probably in school, but I did see a wide range of people coming through, and they all seem to be having a good time.
Absolutely. We are going to be adding some specials where we'll have a family of 4 package where you can come in and, you know, get a lane, get targets, get a rental gun, get a pizza in our cafe with 4 drinks, you know, kind of the whole thing where for a set price, a family of 4 can come in. And then in addition, we are going to be adding something on Friday nights that's going to be a couples date night package. So, certainly things that you don't normally see at the typical gun store.
No, I wouldn't think so. Now, can someone use rent one of your guns if you're thinking about buying a certain caliber of gun or pistol? Can you use it on the range, kind of on a rental basis?
Absolutely, and we actually encourage that. Someone who's buying something for the first time, or even someone who's buying something new that's not familiar with it, we absolutely encourage you to rent something, take it out there. If you need help from one of our range safety officers to understand the gun better, we can do that for you as well. But you know, our rentals for handguns are $15. You do have to buy ammo from us to put through those rental guns, but we have a very large selection of rental guns available.
Yeah, you do. You do indeed. Lots of. Well, I've never seen so many handguns in your retail area. So many wide variety of, you know, rifles and handguns. It's worth the price of admission to go look at the retail.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I also had a great pulled pork taco for lunch, and I met your chef. Tell me a little bit about him, who he is, and where you found him.
His name is Scott Romano. Before he came to work with us, he was working at Charlie Palmer at the Jewel in downtown Dallas. Charlie Palmer is the executive chef that he really started under back when he first started, and that was up in New York City. He helped Charlie Palmer open 3 different restaurants in Manhattan back in his early days. After that, he went out to the West Coast and worked under Wolfgang Puck for a little while before he finally landed here in Dallas, working for Charlie Palmer again down at the Jewel. He's excited about being a part of the Frisco Gun Club because he is an avid outdoorsman, hunter himself. And so when he is not in the kitchen, you know, after he gets finished for the night or whatever, you will oftentimes find him out on our range, putting a few down the lane to finish off the night. So he's a great guy. People are raving about his food. He's excited also about being able to run a nice upscale fine dining restaurant on the VIP side, as well as do more casual fare over in our cafe.
Mm-hmm. Does he specialize in wild game?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say that's his specialty, but he does do quite a bit of it. You know, it's kind of an American style that he does. But with the last name of Romano, you know, I think there's a little bit of an Italian flair
with some of the things that he does.
I know, you know, he can't do it in our restaurant, but on some of the private parties he's done for some of our members, he has actually prepared things that he has actually hunted himself. For instance, he prepared some wild boar with some risotto kind of balls, I guess, that he put together, and some fantastic stuff. Now, the health department won't let him kill stuff and bring it into our restaurant, but but he definitely knows how to prepare that stuff.
That's great. Well, the lunch we had was wonderful. I mean, he is a very funny guy. So it's again, that's another reason to come check it out. Tell people how they can find you. How can they, if they are not in Dallas but they're coming through, maybe spending a few days on business, how do they find you?
Directions and phone numbers, everything are on our website at friscogunclub.com. But if you're in the Dallas area, you basically just head north from wherever you are. If you're coming from the airport, you can head up the Sam Rayburn Tollway 121, or you can come up the North Dallas Tollway, or even up 75 from downtown Dallas. But we are basically at the intersection of the North Dallas Tollway and El Dorado Parkway in Frisco, just on the east side there. Some people miss it because they don't necessarily expect what it looks like from the outside.
Yeah, it's much bigger. It's much, much bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
I did that. I drove by and I thought, no way, that's not the gun range.
That's right.
But it's beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Brandon Johnson, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We wish you much success. And, you know, next time I'm in Dallas, I'm coming by to visit you.
Fantastic. We look forward to it. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.